person that's easy to get along with, you'd say, would be...
Congenial. That's not what you want.
Well, that's... if congenial's your word, okay. That's fine. Now, like teenagers particularly, I think often teenage boys have this problem. They seem to be all arms and legs and not...
Gangling?
Yes, that's very good. Would you ever use the word, in talking about a person who did sort of ridiculous things, would you ever, and this is something I think I know what you would say, but would you ever call that person a fool?
No.
Yeah, because...
The Bible says not to.
right. That's
a no-no.
That's a no-no. That's very good. And how, when you say, if you were to say it, how would you pronounce
fool.
It?
Fool.
Yeah, that's a very definite no-no. I think that's something that everybody, at least seems like everybody I talk to seems to know.
Oh, really?
Yes, virtually everybody. I remember I got whipped for that once, so I'll never forget that. A person who likes to hang on to their money would be called a person who doesn't want to spend any money.
No, I'm one of them. I can't think of the word. Penny pincher.
Penny pincher.
Or,
I bet a tightwad.
Yeah, tightwad. That's...
And this is something that I think will be... This is interesting to me. In the way that a person... If you were using the word common with a person, in talking about a person, how would you mean that? Would that be...
Common.
You said she's really common.
Plain, ordinary.
Would not be an insult.
No.
Okay.
Down to earth, really.
Down to earth.
That's the way
okay.
I would think of it.
Okay. That's really good. A person, a child particularly, who wanted lights on in their room at night because they are...
Afraid.
And a person who... might, well, like leave money lying on the table and go off and leave the door unlocked, you'd say they were really...
Trusting.
And a person, another way of saying that a person, instead of saying a person was a reckless driver, you might say they were...
Irresponsible.
How about careless?
Careless, yes.
Have you ever heard talking about odd behavior, have you ever heard people use the word queer? Mm-hmm.
That's the way we always use the word queer. We didn't think of it with the term that it's used today.
Yeah, today, mm-hmm. Right, yeah. If you were talking about a person who was really sort of set in their ways, that they would make up their own mind about something, you couldn't change it, you'd say that person was really...
Headstrong. Stubborn.
Stubborn. And a person that was easily offended, a person that was easily offended, you'd say that person was really...
Go around with a chip on the shoulder. let's see. Easily offended, they're very...
Touchy?
Mm-hmm.
Touchy. And if a touchy person, for example, if you teased a touchy person, that person might get...
Mad.
And if someone was about to lose his temper, you might tell him just...
Calm down.
And if you worked all day, you might say, "Oh, I've worked all day and I'm just all...
Tired out."
Yep. Now...
Tuckered out.
Yep, that's another... If a person had been feeling fine as far as you knew, and then suddenly you heard that they had some sort of disease, you might say, "Well, she must have..."
Brought it on.
Okay. If you were using the word sick, you'd say she... Would you say got sick or took sick?
Got sick, probably.
Got sick. Mm-hmm. And how about in terms of a cold? You might say...
Got a cold.
Got a cold.
Took a cold, got a cold. I don't really know, and say it all the time. That's just one of the things.